Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air dates, April 2nd, 1952, and the title is A Shot in the Dark. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a member.
Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar corn pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of A Shot in the Dark. Say, boys and girls, for a rootin' tootin' snack or a rip-snortin' breakfast treat, new Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops in the big yellow boxes just can't be beat. Yes, new Sugar Corn Pops are now sweeter and crisper than ever before. So make a date right now to get Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops at your grocery store and join in the fun. Now, let's listen. It wasn't often that United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big saddle partner and deputy Jingles wandered as far west as California. But once, a letter from an old friend, urging them in the name of right and justice, turned their faces toward the setting sun and a crashing adventure which began with A Shot in the Dark.
Who, Buckshot?
Oh, Joker, who? Hey, Bill, what are we stopping at this big stone gate for? Is this Don Gasper's ranch?
No, Jingles. This is one of the missions. It's the best place to get information when you're riding through California.
They'll all be asleep at this time of night.
It's not that late. Just gets dark early this time of the year.
Bill!
Stand where you are, Americanos. Don't reach for your guns.
Bill, I can't see anybody.
Do nothing. Don't listen to me.
Well, go ahead and talk, you night-crawling sidewinder.
Listen to him, partner.
We know who you are, Senor Hickok. And your stuffed pig of a partner.
Stuffed pig?
Hold it, Jingles.
But Bill!
Quiet.
No, I...
Now listen to this warning. Don Gaspar de Salva has sent for you. We know that too, you see. You will go there. But if you do this thing that he asked you to do, you will never leave California alive.
You seem mighty sure of yourself, Buster.
Yeah, when you're hiding in the shadows behind the gun.
Do not try my patience, senores. Or I will have you shot right here at the mission gate. Now... Don Gaspar's rancho is 2 miles down the road. Mount your horses and go. But say nothing to him of this meeting. Go, andale.
Come on, Jingles. Steady, Buckshot.
Doggone it, I wish I had that smooth-talking salamander out in the open. Now, whoa, Joker.
Our time will come, partner.
Do not waste so much time. Andale.
I don't know who you are, mister, or why you go to all this trouble to warn us. But whatever it is Don Gaspar wants from me, you bet he's going to get it. Come on, Jingles, let's ride.
Hi, Buckshot.
And the next time you cut our trail, you'd better come a-shooting. Go, Sugar! Ho, ho, ho!
Ah, you do not know what joy brings to my heart to welcome you and Jingles to California, Pete.
I'm glad we can make it, Don Gaspar.
Yeah. Pleasure's all ours, I reckon.
Come, come, sit down. My house is yours. I'm sorry that you are not here for supper, but I will take care of that right away. On the momento, folks.
Maria! Maria, food for our guests, eh?
There, Maria will bring something to take the weariness of the road from your stomach.
Well, now that's what I call a real welcome. After what we've been through in the land.
Jingles.
Huh?
What is this you mean? You have made troubles on the way to my rancho?
Well, I reckon you might...
It didn't amount to very much.
Oh.
I'm more interested in hearing the reason you sent for us.
Certainly. But first, here is Maria with the food for you. It is not much, I'm afraid.
Bill, would you look at what Don Gasper calls not much? Roast pig, lamb, a half quarter of beef. Stand back, boys. Give me room.
Go right ahead, mi amigo. Tomorrow there will be more.
Now that my partner's fixed up, Don Gaspar, suppose you tell us why you sent for us.
It is very simple, Bill, yet terrible. Monterey is seething with intrigue and plotting.
Plotting against who?
The Americans. As you know, I was one of the United States' strongest supporters when California became a state of the Union.
That is well known, Don Gaspar.
But now there is someone, one of my own countrymen, who is a traitor to us all. He's trying to stir up a revolution among the hottheads. He wants to take California away from the United States again.
You called on the army for help?
See, twice they have sent trusted lieutenants to live here in my house and search out the truth.
What happened?
In each case, the morning after each one arrived, he was found in his bed, dead, with a knife in his back.
With a knife in his... Bill, Don Gaspar's just went and ruined my appetite. I don't... Bill, at the window behind you.
He must not.
Viva Californianos! Death to the Americanos!
Howdy, cowpokes. Here's your old bunkhouse buddy, Panhandle Jim. Hey, you know, when one of those range riders say they want something done pronto, that means right now. Well, that word is a good one for these wonderful new Kellogg sugar corn pops. Yes, sir, by jingo, because new sugar corn pops are already sweetened for you, ready for eating right now, pronto. Dig into the big yellow box and eat sugar pops by the handful just like candy. That's the way I enjoy them during the show. Then come morning, you just pop sugar pops into a bowl with milk for some mighty fine breakfast chow. And no sugar needed, because Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops is the new two-way cereal that's already got the sweetening on it. Ready for downright delicious enjoyment anytime both ways. Out of the box or out of the bowl, pronto, you're in for real fun with Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Shortly after Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles arrived at his rancho, Don Gaspar de Salvo was telling them of the renegade revolutionary when suddenly from behind Bill, a knife sang through the window and sank deep in the table in front of him.
Bill, that knife missed your ear just that much.
I heard it whisper, Jingles. This may be our man, Don Gaspar. Come on outside.
He goes this side of the house.
Wait a minute. Who's that?
Where?
Hey, it's a girl. Pretty, too.
Oh, that is my daughter, Conchita. Conchita, my dove. Come and meet our guest.
You reckon she saw anybody, Bill?
We'll soon find out.
Conchita, our house is honored by the presence of Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles. Gentlemen, my daughter.
Welcome to our house, gentlemen.
Thank you, Miss Conchita.
Howdy, ma'am.
But, Papa, why are you all running around the hacienda like game roosters seeking some prey?
Someone threw a knife through the window at Senor Hickok just now. Did you see anyone?
No, Papa. I saw no one. And I have been standing on the front terrace waiting for Pedro. Oh, here he comes now from the other side of the house.
Oh, that young burro coming to call on you again tonight?
Si, he is. And what is wrong with Pedro?
His ears are too long.
Hey, Conchita, my lovely one. It has been a lifetime since I have seen you.
A lifetime, Pa. You saw her this afternoon.
Papa, do not be unkind.
Si, Papa, do not be unkind to Pedro. Senores, my name is Pedro Martinez.
Well, howdy, Pedro. Looks like you and your pop-in-law are getting off to a bad start even before the wedding.
Evening, Pedro. Did you see anything of a masked man running loose out here?
A masked man? No, senor. But then I just arrived here. What is this masked man?
Oh, he's some owl hoot that's asking for trouble, throwing knives at people.
Knives again, eh? Don Gaspar is a surprise to me that you are able to find Americanos who will stay at your hacienda since what happened before. They have very bad luck here, very bad indeed.
Oh, Bill, I sure am ready for a good night's sleep. Oh, we had too much happen in the last few hours for me.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Jingles, but we're not going to sleep just yet.
Oh, now, Bill, I can't keep my eyes open another minute. I just gotta hit the feathers.
Maybe a little reminder will help you keep your eyes open.
A reminder?
Yeah, about the two lieutenants who were found dead with knives in their backs. That was right in this room, partner.
In this room? Well, now that you put it that way, I reckon I'm not as sleepy as I thought I was. What are we going to do?
Put a couple of dummies in those two beds to look like us sleeping. Then we'll go out and look around.
Look around? For what?
The moon's coming up. As soon as everybody's asleep, I want to see if that knife-throwing coyote left any tracks under that window.
No. Hey, the moon is coming up. Looks real pretty out there. Hey, and look, Bill. There's Conchita and that young Pedro walking in the garden. Now, ain't that a sight to make your heart beat faster?
You're going a little soft, aren't you, Jingles?
Oh, but, Bill, there ain't nothing sweeter than young love. Makes me remember back to the time I was all sugared up about a little gal named Maud Muddyweather. I called her Muddy for short. She was the prettiest little thing I ever did.
What is the matter, Pedro? You have not held my hand. You have not kissed me once since the others have gone in the house.
I have not?
No, you have not. All you do is walk and walk around the garden and look at the windows of the room where Senor Hickok and his friend are staying.
Well, that is strange to you.
That is very strange. Always when there are Americanos visiting my father, you become like this. Why is it?
Well, it's just that I'm jealous of you, my lovely Conchita. So jealous, in fact, that I would like to kill them just because they are near you.
Oh, I had no idea that you loved me so much.
Oh, see, Jule, I do.
Then why do you not ask my father to set a date for our wedding and take me to your own hacienda?
Oh, no, Conchita, please. I'm not ready yet to marry you.
Oh, so you are not ready, yeah? Well, maybe then I shall never be ready to marry you.
Oh, no, Conchita, please don't talk like this to Pedro.
I will talk as I please to one who talks like a mule. You are a feather-headed fool. Now go.
No, Conchita, my alma. Don't go in the house, please.
I am going into the house. Good night and goodbye.
Oh, no, please, Conchita, wait.
The pretty little pigeon is a spitfire, mi capitan, no?
But it's not a funny joke that it may seem to you, Sanchez, my friend.
Why, mi capitan? I thought it very fine.
No longer will I be welcome here at this hacienda. Don Gaspar likes me little enough as it is. Do you not see what that means?
Oh, now I understand. That is not so good.
That's right. And we can wait no longer. Knowing what we have planned for tomorrow night after the fiesta, there is only one thing to do.
What is that, mi capitan?
The Senor Wild Bill Hickok and the Senor Jingles must die tonight. Now, sit your knife, Sanchez, and come with me. Quickly. Now, Sanchez, this is the room where the Americanos are sleeping.
Si. We shall kill the Senores Hickok and Jingles in the same way we did the lieutenants, huh?
That's right. Quieto now. Make not a sound.
You will give the signal when you are ready?
Si, I will. Now, Sanchez, are you ready?
Si, mi capitan. I am ready. Then kill them. Death to the Americanos.
Bueno, bueno, Sanchez. It's enough. They are dead.
Senor Hickok, Jingles, senores, why you do not answer me? Are you in there?
Papa! Papa, what is the matter? Why are you pounding on Senor Hickok's door like that?
They did not come out to breakfast. I fear for them, my daughter.
Then why do you not go into their room?
See, I must. Oh, let us hope they have not made the same fate as the two army lieutenants who slept in this room. Conchita. They are dead. They have been stabbed in their sleep.
Those knives.
What?
Those knives.
What is it, my daughter? What about those knives?
I have seen such a knife in Pedro's side before.
Conchita, my daughter. Control yourself. What is it? Conchita, if you know anything, for the love of heaven, tell me what it is. Daughter, speak. Stop this nonsense. Tell me what you know at once.
Wranglers, the reason I'm always toting two boxes of Kellogg's sugar corn pops in my saddlebags is because sugar corn pops are tasty, golden, puffed-up hearts of corn that are already sweetened for you. And you eat them up two ways, out of the bowl and out of the box. Yep, by jingo, sugar pops are sweet, crisp, and crunchy, and mighty good for growing young ranch hands. So it's a good idea for you to always keep a couple of those big yellow boxes handy, too. Because your mom's going to let you eat all you want. Like I say, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops is a two-way cereal, and it's got plenty of vitamins and food energy. So don't go fussing with only one box of sugar pops. Tomorrow, sure, ride for the store and load up big on those big yellow boxes of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Then you'll have plenty around for breakfast and snacks.
Yippee! Sugar pots.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops. Now sugar pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are pops.
On the morning following Pedro's visit to Wild Bill Hickok's room with his treacherous compatriot Sanchez, Don Gaspar and Conchita found two inert figures in the beds of Wild Bill and Jingles. And to his horror, the two deadly daggers still stood as messengers of murder above the bedclothes. At the sight of the daggers, Conchita became hysterical.
Conchita, you must stop this.
I'm sorry, my father.
Now, that is better. If you know something, tell it to me immediately.
Papa. Papa, I love him. It is very hard for me to say this.
Pedro, the puppy you think you are in love with? What has he to do with this horrible thing?
I don't know. But I have seen such a knife as this are in Pedro's sash. He carries it all the time.
Pedro? Oh, but that is impossible. That moon calf. Well, I shall soon know. I will find him right now.
I'm afraid that would be a real big mistake, Don Gaspar. Oh,
Bill Hickok. Jingles.
Howdy and good morning, Don Gaspar and Miss Conchita.
Papa, they are not dead. Oh. See, Pedro has not killed him after all.
No, senorita, but it was no fault of his.
But wait, those two figures in the bed, who slept there? Who is it that is dead?
Well, Don Gaspar, we've been kind of leading a double life. Them's our other selves in the beds. They're dummies.
Oh, that is wonderful. And no one is dead. Now we can all go to the fiesta tonight.
Conchita, how can you talk like this?
She's right, Don Gaspar. We will all go to the fiesta tonight.
Hey, Bill, that sounds real good.
Everybody wears masks at the fiesta, don't they?
You see me, but why?
We want to let Pedro think he has killed us.
Sure, Bill's got it all figured out so he can catch the whole shebang at once. But, Bill, a mask ain't going to do much good when it comes to hiding me.
Do not worry, Senor Jingles. Papa will find you a beautiful Spanish costume with a big red sash. No one will know you at the fiesta. And I will teach you to do the Spanish fandango. It will be fun, no?
No. I mean, see. I mean, yes. I ain't sure what I mean, except that it's going to be a hot time in California tonight. Fiesta, here I come. Hop tamale. Yee-hoo-hoo!
Senor Jingle, you're a wonderful dancer.
Am I, Miss Conchita?
You most certainly are. You learned the fandango, poof, just like that.
proof, huh? Come on, let's go show Bill.
Oh, here he is.
Hey, Bill, look at what Conchita taught me.
Hold your voice down, Jingles. Your Spanish get-up won't do you any good if anybody hears that squawking of yours.
Oh, Bill, Miss Conchita says I'm real good at the fandango.
Well, that's fine, Jingles. But don't forget to keep your eyes open. Don't forget that tonight is the night that...
Bill, I have just heard some terrible news.
News?
What is it, Papa?
It is Pedro who leads these bandidos. Even this minute, he is planning to take Monterey tonight.
Is it really Pedro?
That's right.
Then why did you not arrest him this morning?
Because I want to catch all his confederates at the same time. Hey, wait a minute. That is what I've been waiting for.
It's about time, huh, Bill?
What is it, Bill?
Now listen to me quickly. Pedro is planning to start the fight from the beach. There's a shipload of rifles coming ashore in small boats.
Wait.
Very soon now. Yeah, there goes Pedro. And now you can see the other men drifting away from the dance floor.
You see, I can see them. They go toward the beach.
But what can we do?
Now, don't worry. It's all set. Bill and me rode all over the country last night, rounding up a bunch of fighters, and we got the army, too.
That's right, Don Gaspar. Now comes the payoff. Come on. We're heading for the beach.
Bill, I don't see nothing yet.
There is a ship riding at anchor out there.
That's the one, all right.
Hey, Bill, listen. I hear somebody rowing boats ashore.
Yeah, partner. Time's getting short.
Where are the traitors and Pedro?
There they are now.
You are sure the army has this place around?
Now, don't you go worrying about the army, Don Gaspar. When Bill gives the signal, you'll hear more doggone racket than you've ever heard in your life before.
Quiet now.
Listen.
They've beached the boats, Bill.
All right, be ready. Here goes.
Cuida, Pedro. We've been betrayed.
Going
to fail myself. Come on, Jingles. Senor Hickok, I cannot tell you how grateful I am that you have come to our assistance. You have done a great service to California.
Oh, see. And my heart is sad that you and Jingles are leaving us so soon, Wild Bill.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad too, Miss Conchita.
Well, partner, we never like to leave our friends, but Pedro's not the only troublemaker in the West, and we've got a lot of ground to cover.
See, go you must, I know, but with Pedro and his band of traitors in jail, you leave behind you a peaceful California. Vaya con Dios, amigo.
So long, Don Gaspar, Miss Conchita.
Come back to see us, Bill. And Jingles, I will always save one wonderful dance for you at fiesta time.
Well, thank you, Miss Conchita. I'm going to practice up on that there fandango you taught me and spring it on them pretty little sage hens back in Kansas. Thanks to you, from now on, old Jingles is going to be Don Juan of Abilene.
And now here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
That's our story for today, folks. We'll be back your way again on Friday.
And boy, we've got a pip of a story for you. Wild Bill not only fights some gun slicks, but a blinding snowstorm and blizzard. It's called Rescue at Salvation Spring.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Right. It's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Sugar Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you Friday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Lillian Bayef, Tony Barrett, Harry Bartell, Ted DeCoscia, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Oram. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Friday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok attempts a rescue at Salvation Springs. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, and Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011, under attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.